Most of Utah continues to struggle with drought, but an especially cool and rainy August has eased the dryness and triggered other consequences too. KUER's Judy Faze reports.
Mike Seaman is a meteorologist for the National Weather Service, and he's put some numbers to the climate trends that Utahns have been living firsthand this August.
The late part of July through August has been very, very wet. Case in point, here in Salt Lake City, through August 26th, we've had 1.77 inches officially here at the Salt Lake City International Airport. So that's almost three times as much as normal.
And temperatures were unusually low, too.
With the moisture and cloud cover, it's also kept temperatures quite a bit cooler than normal. Thus far, through the 26th of August, the average high temperature at Salt Lake has been 86.8 degrees. So we're running about 4 degrees below normal.
Seaman says we can thank the summer monsoon for all those cool nights and thunderstorms. It's delivered flash floods in Zion National Park in southern Utah and urban flooding in the northern Utah community of Riverdale. Monsoon rain swamped the Bonneville Salt Flats, causing Speed Week to be canceled, and it prompted weather officials to scrub patches of eastern Utah completely off the nation's official drought map. Dale Thurber grows giant tomatoes in West Valley City, and the weather has helped him break the state record. Thurber says cooler weather gives his tomatoes more time to reach full size.
It is pretty exciting for growing large tomatoes. That extra 10 to 12 to 14 days makes a big difference.
Last summer was the hottest on record in Salt Lake City, and just one of the fruits from Thurber's 200 giant tomato plants reached 2 pounds. This summer he has a couple of dozen. And a few are 3 pounds so far, with a few more weeks of growing to go. The National Weather Service expects a relatively cool, mostly sunny holiday weekend. Judy Faze, KUER News.